what's it gonna be like playing a playoff game in Minnesota? You know, where you spent so much time.
You know what? It's gonna be great to go up there and fight for this win. I mean, honestly, I think you know our whole defense has been on the same page since Monday about the Vikings. I'm glad we got a couple more days to be more prepared, even more prepared to play them Sunday. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we know that they're a heck of a team, but at the same time, the last time we played them, we're a completely different team as well.
How efficient is Case Keenum? A lot of people are like, hey.
That is a word that's been thrown around. He's highly efficient. And it's going to be up to us to make him uncomfortable. It's going to be up to us to make those third downs not as efficient. You know, at the end of the day, I think he does a lot of great things. You know, I think that team does a lot of good things on offense. And, again, with their personnel changes at quarterback and running back from the last time we played him to now, there's a lot of things that we can do to be able to affect the quarterback.
You realize this is a really good opportunity, knowing you're just 2 wins away?
I can't count beyond Sunday. I know that, you know, the Vikings are a tough team, probably, you know, tops in our conference, and we're going to their house, and I know it's going to be loud for our offense, but at the same time, it's going to be quiet for our defense, and it's going to be up to us to really make a difference.
How do you guys have so much energy in that last game, so excited, division opponent, how do you, you know,
it's the playoffs. I mean, at this point, you know, next week's not guaranteed. Every week we go in, you know, from last week on, you know that you're fighting for the opportunity to have another week. So that's what we're going to do come this Sunday.
Dad going to be there?
Most likely. Dad, brother, you know, some old family friends that, you know, we left when I was 6. I don't know how many family friends I have. You know, like 3, 4, 5, 6. And, you know, but he's got a lot. He's got a lot.
You were there from when you were born through 6 years old?
Yeah, I think I made it out of first grade. I'm not going to lie to you. My memories of that young childhood is sort of in and out. I remember some, like, jumping in some leaves, it was so cold outside, we got locked out of a car, being at an away game or something where it was snowing and I was miserable and I was like, I hate football. But at the same time, you know, it's those same games that you watch and you get to go into the locker room and be like, hey, you know, these are, you know, my dad's co-workers or whatever, and they turn out to be legends. You know, you talk about Chris Bowler, you talk about Joey Browners, Darren Nelson's of the game. I won't say Herschel Walker because he ruined our franchise. But afterwards, you know, you grow up and you get drafted by the Saints, and, you know, this is my team, this is my family, and this is what I'm fighting for.
What kind of challenges does that running back tandem kind of present?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Murray and McKinnon. I mean, that's a solid combo. Luckily, I think, you know, we probably play the top duo in the league every day at practice, so I think we'll be just fine.
I mean, as someone, what ties that Vikings franchise do you have? How much of a sense do you have of their history? And
what about it? I want to destroy them just the same. You know, there's going to be an offensive line that I want to destroy. There's going to be a running back I want to destroy. There's going to be a quarterback that I have to destroy. And at the end of the day, you know, our defense is preparing to do just that, to affect the quarterback, to affect the running back, and try and take over defensively.
Your dad's name anywhere in that stadium?
I don't know. He's probably somewhere, you know, catching a ball in an end zone or something or whatever. I don't really know. I don't know. It's too new for me. But that being said, if it's not, it probably will be. I mean, you know, I think he made like every decade team he was a part of, and I think he's part of the all century team, all half century team, whatever, you know, however long they've been around. And, you know, we'll chuckle and laugh after we get this win about, you know, his team.